I started thinking about priesthood after college. I was getting more involved at my parish. There was certainly time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Mass was always the heart of my prayer, just having really powerful insights at Mass and the sacraments. And it was really surrounding what I thought and was hoping for was going to be married life, which is not the case. Really, at that time, the biggest struggle was priesthood meant no wife, no children. And so I thought, that's impossible. There's no way God could be calling me to do that. The watershed moment was recognizing that if God has created me, if He's the one with the plan and purpose in mind, and He also desires and wants my happiness, I owe it to Him and to me to listen. So there was certainly grace. He's the one who gave me that revelation to have a shift in mindset, to be open to consider the priesthood as a vocation. I have to trust that He wants my good. And so once I was able to accept that and believe that kind of wholeheartedly, that really began the discernment process seriously about priestly life.
So it's important for parents to be supportive of their sons in discernment to the priesthood, both emotionally and spiritually. Emotionally, because they're human beings. And they're still our sons. They're our little boys. They still call you mommy. And so they need that emotional support from us. They need a hug. They need a, I'm here for you, just like I did when they were little. And then spiritually, letting him know that I'm praying for him. And there are times when I will be very specific about, what do you need me to pray for you at this time, so that I can be very focused on and purposeful in my prayer and be specific in what I'm praying for and whatever his needs might be. When they become priests or they're discerning for the priesthood, our prayers are so important. I think a lot of parents tend to ask children, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I really look at it differently. And I would tell my own children, it's, what does God want of you? And how does He want you to serve Him? And the only way to know that is by praying and asking Him to reveal that to you. So you have to spend time in prayer.
Every parent wants their child to be happy. And so if a parent wants their child to be happy, happiness is only going to come in doing the will of God. He created me. He had the plan and the purpose in mind from the beginning of what I was created to accomplish. And so the parent who loves their child will help them to discover what He created them for. So parents, if you want to help your child to be happy, help them to discern whatever it is God's calling them to do, and certainly the priesthood, if that's it.
It was definitely a surprise. Nick, he came home and said, I've been accepted to enter seminary to the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. We didn't know that he had been pursuing that. But with Jacob, he came home and said, I think the vocation to the priesthood may be something I'm looking into. And so he did, and we supported him.
I had this conversation with my father, and he was asking me what my plans were. And this conversation just destroyed me emotionally because I didn't have an answer. I was like, I don't know what my plans are after graduation. I can't tell you anything, really. So just for whatever reason, as a man, it was difficult to say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So it really shook me. I felt this deep calling within me to go and just be with our Lord. I went to Prince of Peace, my home parish, and I fell on my knees and then just poured my heart out to the Lord. I said, Lord, lead me, guide me, because I don't know where I'm going. So I need your help. And so there was a sort of surrender there at that time. Later on in the week, I'm heading back to school. I was going to confession to my usual confessor at the cathedral there in Lubbock. I was telling my confessor my situation, my woes, if you will, of not knowing. And he just looked at me very, very plainly, very simply, and just said, Jacob, consider the priesthood. Those three words. And just like that, it pierced my heart and planted a seed that began to grow. Because of my disposition, because of my surrender, because I went to the Lord and said, please. So I heard that. I remember walking out of the confessional and telling my buddy, I was like, you'll never guess what the priest just told me. He was like, told me to consider the priesthood. It hit me like a ton of bricks. It was something I was expecting. I never wanted that before in my life. I always wanted a family. So it was definitely something that was new and unexpected.
What a blessing to have two sons that have listened to God's call and followed their vocation to the priesthood.
So when Jacob told me that he was discerning priesthood, I was just awestruck. It was tears of joy and excitement and just awe.
The family, this domestic church, is so important. And the fact that I had my parents who I knew would support this, those who gave me this wonderful foundation of faith and of prayer. It all happens within the family, and the home should be a place of rich soil based on prayer, a place of openness and teaching. And so part of that is to teach them about vocations. So the priesthood's on the table, religious life is on the table. It should be spoken about, and not something that's just out there, but it could be anyone, right? It could be me, it could be you.
First and foremost, it's praying with our children. Think about what is our role as a parent, that our children are our gifts. God gives them to us as a gift for just a little while, and they are not ours. We're given a big responsibility to care for them, to care for their souls, and I knew that while they were under my care, that I was responsible for their upbringing. There is a very beautiful tradition in our church where a newly ordained priest will give his mother the cloth that his hands are wiped with after his hands are consecrated. It's called a maniturgium. My son gave that to me at the first Mass. It was such a beautiful moment. Just the thought of, I will keep this with me until I die. I will be buried with that cloth. If I am on my way to heaven and meet our Lord, I will give that cloth to him and say, I gave my son to you.
I will be buried with that stole, and when I go up to heaven, I'll be able to show it to God and say, hey, I gave you my son.